Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi everyone, this is Gunzo OG just making a video about open relationships. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. This is a PSA announcement. If you're in a relationship and your bitch wants to fuck other dudes, guess what? That thing is over. Don't be a weak little faggot like this, dude. Then you end up being a fucking, your heart broken and your penis fucking dry. Yes, friends, let's go visit Reddit. Yes, what a wonderful place full of fucking stupid, weak-ass, degenerate pieces of shit. So let's watch that Down syndrome. Yes, friend, you should laugh at these stupid people. They open up their relationships and they ruin it, and then there's nothing there but fucking pain and misery. Yes, friends, people are stupid, but what can you do, right? Yes, this is from Polyamory. Yes, don't be sharing your fucking mates because then bullshit happens. Look what happened to this lovely lady. It says, "My boyfriend is on a date and I can't stop crying." Oh, and I can't stop laughing. You dumb bitch. That's what you get. You wanted to be a dirty ass whore and fuck other dudes, but what happens when your boyfriend is fucking other bitches? Dun dun dun. The plot thickens.
I know, it's silly.
Well, women are fucking stupid, but what can you do, right?
I want Polly for myself.
Of course, you want to have your Kika needed too, huh? But your fucking man can't do none of that shit, huh? But whatever.
And my partner's full stop. I was out on a date myself earlier today with another partner of mine too.
Yes, you dumb bitch. You were getting your fucking holes filled, but now your boyfriend is filling someone else's hole. But yeah, what's good for the goose is not good for the gander, huh? Fucking hypocrisy much? But whatever, that's how women are. Enjoy!
I've reached out to friends, put on some music and comfy clothes!
Yeah, after you got your holes filled, huh? You gotta be comfortable, right? You dumb whore, but whatever.
Tried distracting myself and tried leaning into what I'm feeling.
Yeah, you're feeling insecure because your boyfriend might find someone better than you. Fucking, that's what you get for playing with fucking bullshit. Enjoy.
I made myself dinner and treated myself to a glass of my favorite beer.
Women like beer? Gee, at least it's not wine. But why are you gonna pour it into a glass? Well, I guess you wanna be fancy. Fucking women, what can I say? Women are fucking stupid. But whatever, let's continue.
And I still just can't stop crying!
Because you're a dumb bitch. You saw your man fucking another bitch. And that didn't fucking suit well with you, huh, you dumb cunt? But whatever.
This just sucks sometimes, I guess!
Oh yeah, it's like sucking a dick, huh? Enjoy!
Maybe virtual hugs from internet strangers will help!
Gee, maybe that's your problem. You were getting hugs from motherfucking dudes, and now you don't like it that your man is getting hugs from other bitches. So, yeah, enjoy!
I feel like I've already tried the rest, and I'm just tired of being sad!
Well, yeah, because you found out that you're emotionally attached to your boyfriend, and he's fucking other bitches, and that you didn't like, did you? Well, hell, you think men like it when you fuck other dudes? No, we don't. But you'd rather be a dirty fucking whore, and this is what you get. So what can we do as men? I know, put our foot down and tell these dumb bitches, no! But you men are fucking weak and thirsty, and this is what happens, you let your woman run amok, and now she's fucking up everything. And other dudes! So how do you feel, guy? Empowered and strong? No, you're just a weak little bitch, so it's gonna continue until you say no. But maybe this year is the year of fucking around and find out. I think so, and I hope so. God, please, please make this the day of finding out, the day of reckoning. But I think we're still gonna have to suffer some more. But don't worry, I got some more bullshit to bring up, so let's watch that Down syndrome. Yes, friends, here's another couple of idiots. They open up the relationship and they fuck it all up. So let's read this Down syndrome. It says, "Never open your marriage. It will only hurt your kids. Yeah,
but what about the children?
Yes, people don't give a fuck about kids. Look at the government. They're cutting their dicks off and they're letting them get molested by their teachers and all these other fucking weirdos. So yeah, this is the world that we live in. So what the fuck are we gonna do? Apparently nothing, because we're fucking weak. Yeah, until fucking people man up and they find their testicles is when this shit stops, but not before, so we're doing this, so enjoy. My ex-wife and I opened our relationship and I found out that an overweight middle-aged man, you dumb fag, is not a hot commodity in fans with benefits market. Well, gee, maybe you need to lose weight, does he? Well, let's find out. No wonder my wife wanted it. But I did agree to it, so it's not her fault. But yet, she's the one that instigated, huh? So she was the one that decided to open the relationship, and you went, duh, okay. And this is what happened, so enjoy, you fucktard. That's when I realized that our marriage was over. Was it before or after she had a dick inside of her? Whatever. My ex-life offered to close the relationship, but damage was done. Well, yeah, because her pussy's all full of other dudes' fucking semen, and you had to clean that up, huh? Yeah, then that left a bad taste in your mouth? That's what you get for being a fucking stupid-ass cuckold. Enjoy! Truth is, I would have always felt insecure when I was with her. Well, yeah, because you don't know if she's thinking about you or some other fucking guy that she's smashed. But whatever, right? It's been 3 years, and I am engaged to a beautiful woman. You see, there is life after death. Yes, trust me. I know this, because I'm living it. That's not by accident. Huh. Well, some things happen pleasantly. Not all things are fucked up, but it is what it is. I put in the work in the gym. I have visible abs. That's cool. I look good. I feel good. I have a fun life. Yes, but your kids are not there anymore, so is it worth it? Is it? I don't know. Hopefully, but if not, oh well. It is what it is. Let's continue. But in doing all that, my kids were lost. Yeah, well, you can't have that old life, so you gotta start a new one, so don't feel too bad. It is what it is. My ex-wife didn't really handle divorce well. Well, she fucked around and she found out and she got what she deserves, in my opinion, but whatever. She clung to her boyfriend and he refused to marry her. What a shocker. Yeah, why the hell you wanna buy fucking used goods, right? So she could eat a dick. Oh yeah, that was her problem. Now she has no dicks. Enjoy. She freaked out. Good. Begged me to come back. But why the hell you want to use the poor? Stalked my lady friend. Uh-oh. Who was a lesbian, by the way. So you married a next lesbian and now she's pregnant with your kid? Wow. You see, lesbianism is bullshit. It's just them fucking not finding themselves, huh? Fucking whore. Whatever. She is not the same. She is traumatized. Good. She clings on to men, push hard, and then when they freak out, they leave her and she falls into depression. That's what she gets for being a fucking whore. Now her life is shit and yours is better, so fuck it, man. Fair trade in my opinion, but whatever. Then the cycle repeats. On the other hand, didn't prioritize my kids. Well, yeah, it is what it is, man. What can I say? I was more focused on building back my life. Well, you have to pick up the pieces somehow, right? Don't get me wrong. We were functioning parents. Yeah, you call this functioning? Your ex-wife is a fucking man-crazed fucking whore, and you're just a fucking turning into a Chad? Yeah, sure, whatever. But they could have so much better life if they had an overweight father and a mentally stable mother. Okay, but then your life is shit. Whatever, man. Fuck you. Anywho. Sure, I will teach my son how to lift weights and how to dress better, because that's what I learned in the last 3 years. Yes, you might as well treat Trump, show him how to be a fucking man, because what you were fucking was a lump of shit, and no, we need men in life, not these faggots that just let their women do whatever the fuck they want, because then you end up in open relationships and, you know, whatever. Hey, at least you leveled up, so that's a positive. in my opinion, but what the hell do I know? Apparently I'm fucking stupid, but let's continue. Maybe I can remedy some damage. My fiance, your lesbian fiance, is pregnant, and she has been very supportive of me fixing things with my kids. Huh, cool. So it's not that bad. So I guess having an ex-lesbian is not so bad, is it? Well, you have a kid and she's actually wants you to connect with your other kids. Awesome. Cool. Anyways, I just want them to have a place where they have value and they belong. I failed them. I just hope I can make it up for it. If I can make it up for it. Whatever. Yes. Well, hopefully you can fix your relationship. Your ex-wife is a bitch, so she could eat a dick. That's her problem, right? But you should try to make things good with your kids because they're your children and, you know, you can't get rid of them. You could divorce your wife, but not your kids. But, yeah, it is what it is, friends. Just don't be in an open relationship because you could just tell by these fucking losers that they don't work out and you end up getting fucked in the ass. And do you like getting fucked in the ass? I know there's some men out there that like getting pegged, but I, for one, do not. So you better not like that shit either, okay, friends? Something to think about. So let's get strong together and make this world a better place. If not for us, but for at least for our children. Don't you agree? Well, anyways, I'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye.
This is what 27-year-old Canada Rinaldi looked like during her bachelorette trip to Dallas.
I just didn't deserve it.
And this is what she looked like after.
Nobody does, but I didn't either.
The Oklahoma bride-to-be said she and her bridesmaids were leaving a club in East Dallas when a random man ran up and punched her in the face.
It's just shocking. It's just hard to believe. It just feels like a lot of my experiences were taken away from me.
Canada was hit so hard she was knocked unconscious and face-planted into the pavement. She broke her nose, 3 teeth, and needed 8 stitches. This dashcam video from an Uber driver captured the aftermath. And it also captured the moment her bridesmaid Kelly tried to push the suspect away before he punched her too.
It's just so traumatic.
Kelly has started a fundraiser to help Canada with all the money she now owes.
Just the hospital bill, the ambulance bill, trying to get her teeth fixed in time for the wedding.
That wedding, by the way, is in 4 weeks.
I feel like I'm not excited to plan my wedding anymore.
Video also caught the moment the suspect ran away. Canada said she does have faith Dallas police will find him and that she will be okay.
I'm getting there. I'll be okay. It's hard, but I'll be okay.